Hello, K-Pigs, prayer warriors, and Big Soy patriots. I wanted to take a rare moment to address all of you privately without fear of facing censorship from producer Lane or the prying and blasphemously blue eyes of my Yakubian co-host. If you happen to be an off-the-grid type and you don't follow us on social media like you're supposed to, you might have missed the very important announcement of this offering from us. You are supposed to follow us everywhere in order to not miss such announcements, but we do respect that you may not want to give tech companies more access to surveil you. We hope that you respect that we need clout and high follower counts, which makes your lack of digital engagement with our various profiles a dialectic, but I digress. Big Soy Naturals Administration, under my creative direction and strong leadership, is proud to announce the inaugural month of Virgil's Celebrity Book Club, and I reluctantly cede credit to my co-host Kendall Kennedy for the idea because this is also the introductory month of Kendall's Kino Eye. I would like it to be known, however, that my suggestion was for it to be titled Kenny's Cinematic Club, with all three words beginning with a stylized K for cohesion. Unfortunately, Kenny was opposed to the acronym having a triple K stylization, which goes without saying that it was never my intention to embarrass them just so that they would have something problematic to apologize for later. But I am getting away from the announcement at hand, which, as I mentioned, is imperative because it will have a direct impact on you and your life. Starting this month, which is June for all of you listening in the future, you can and should join my celebrity book club, which is not like a regular book club with rotating member picks. It's a celebrity book club where only I choose the books and everyone accepts it on the basis of my previously established excellent taste and judgment. Every month there will be one fiction and one nonfiction selection, and you can read either or both depending on your interest and whatever you've got going on in your life. Ongoing discussion of the literature is happening in the Big Soy Naturals Discord throughout the month. The link to join that is in this announcement's description. For those of you that don't want to become members of yet another big tech-owned platform, because I believe Discord is Microsoft, so do with that information what you will. Another discussion space will be hosted on our Patreon, which you can join at any tier, including the free one, to participate. I have to talk to producer Lane about how we can incorporate participation into our website, because that would be cool. But for the time being, it's just those two places. Kenny's Kino Eye is the same thing, but for those of you who prefer a different medium from the written word, Kendall has benevolently curated a selection of a few high IQ films for you to add to your monthly watch list, along with some dedicated discussion space created by us for you to share whatever thoughts you have. So it'll be just like attending a film panel hosted by really impressive people, minus the part where the panel has any involvement from any of the people who made the film. In my unbiased opinion, that sounds perfect for the person who engages with visual media on a regular basis, which I know many of you happen to be. It's Kenny's intention for you to use the list as inspiration for watch parties with your friends or on your own if you don't have friends, but we will also be streaming the films in our Discord server throughout the month, which we are allowed to do because we acquire anything that we stream through completely legal means, which we always recommend when it comes to what means you make use of to acquire media. Kendall decided to go with a Pride Month theme, so the films this month are Young Soul Rebels, Phantom of the Paradise, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, and Blue. I also went with a Pride Month theme, and that's why my nonfiction selection is J.L. Austin's How to Do Things with Words, which I picked in the hope that once you all understand the performative nature of language, you can vanquish your enemies in the marketplace of ideas during this Pride Month's microwaved offerings of Kink It Pride and Boyfriends of Bisexual Discourse. And my other book club pick is The Broom of the System by David Foster Wallace, which is about thinking sinister thoughts in Ohio, an LGBT-coded state. Some states and provinces and countries are LGBT-coded, and others are heterosexual, as we all know. I am excited to discuss all of these things with you, so please make your way to the appropriate channels. The Discord and Patreon link are both provided in this episode's description and every episode's description. And yeah, that's it. Okay, bye.
I need a shower.
I don't fuck with poppers, man. That shit's a hard drug.
It's heavy. This is a certified Big Soy Naturals classic.